Serbian leaders seek new political way around referendum on Vance Owen plan. Russian President Yeltsin calls regional powwow a new constitution. Wholesale prices jump in April. Good Wednesday morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. With President Clinton now considering sending U.S. troops to the former Yugoslav province of Macedonia, there are new political moves within the Serbian leadership. Details from correspondent Alan Pizzi in Belgrade.
Bosnian Serbs have rejected a call for a session of a greater Serbian parliament to discuss the Vance Owen peace plan, but have said they will attend a session in the Yugoslav capital Friday as observers. The call for a joint session of parliament was an attempt by Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic to ratify the peace plan instead of having Bosnian Serbs vote on it in a referendum this weekend. It is widely believed that Bosnian Serbs will spurn the peace plan and they're going ahead with their referendum. Bosnian Muslims are asking for UN help in the city of Mostar, scene of savage fighting between Croat and Muslim forces for the past several days. Peace talks there have broken down. And the Bosnian president has asked the UN Security Council to declare Mostar another UN safe area. But Spanish troops of the UN force in Mostar have been unable to do much more than take cover and watch since the fighting broke out. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Belgrade.
More than 1,300 Muslim residents of Mostar were herded by Croats into a nearby factory. The UN's Peter Osborne says international observers have been allowed to check on them.
Their physical condition seemed fairly satisfactory. They were in a comfortable condition. They were provided with bedding and other items. But obviously we're concerned that these people were taken from their homes and physically interned.
President Clinton met last night with half a dozen Senate leaders. Georgia Democrat Sam Nunn left the White House dangling a carrot for Serb President Milosevic.
If your government will cooperate in cutting off the kind of equipment and supplies that are fostering the violence that's ongoing there, then we will consider easing the embargo that has caused so much devastation to your economy.
Virginia Republican John Warner gave credit to Mr. Clinton for not acting hastily on Bosnia.
He's withstood pressures from Congress, from Europe, and from others to jump into this thing. It's easy to get in, but it's tough to get out.
Today, Mr. Clinton spelled out the importance of Bosnia in an interview on New York radio station WFAN's Imus in the Morning program.
It is in the United States' national interest to keep this conflict from spilling over into a lot of other countries, which could drag the United States into something with NATO that we don't want, and to do everything we can with our allies to stop the slaughter and to end the fighting.
Secretary of State Christopher discusses Bosnia at the UN today with Secretary General Boutros Ghali. The UN Security Council is expected today to deny Bosnia's request for withdrawal of UN peacekeepers and exempting the Muslims from the arms embargo. Russian President Boris Yeltsin has called a special assembly of regional leaders next month to pour a new legal foundation for the Russian government. As Terry Phillips reports, this is Yeltsin's way of ending gridlock with the communist-era parliament.
Today, the Russian president issued a decree which directly challenges the authority of parliament. Yeltsin called for leaders from all over Russia to meet on June 5th and work on a new constitution to get rid of his hardline opponents in the legislature. The Yeltsin draft would create an American-style legislature with two houses.
But would it be legal? Under the current constitution, only the Supreme Court can change the legal foundation of the Russian state. Reports from the Gaza Strip say Israeli occupation troops have killed a crippled Palestinian and wounded at least 17 others during protests against the killing of a Muslim guerrilla commander and five of his men. Palestinians said soldiers on a rooftop in the Deir al-Bala refugee camp fired down a 19-year-old Fuad Temraz, who needed canes to walk, shooting him in the head and back. When he was 14, another Israeli bullet shattered his hip. Inflation may be warming up with April's 0.6% hike in wholesale prices, Money Editor John Stair reports.
Some disappointing news for inflation watchers. It may be coming back on the wholesale level of the economy. April's rise in wholesale inflation was twice as high as analysts were expecting. Economists like Patrick Bradley of PNC Bank in Philadelphia are trying to put it into perspective.
You really can't dismiss this report and say, well, inflation's not going to flare up without some additional analysis. So it argues really that maybe the economy's a little bit stronger than perhaps we're thinking.
Analysts are looking to Friday's report on business inventories for the next clue on whether or not this bump in inflation will continue. If inventories are higher as expected, inflation-producing price pressures are likely to soften. John Stair, CBS News, New York.
The Wall Street Journal reports the Clinton administration is considering imposing short-term controls on health insurance companies to keep them from raising rates or dropping customers before a new health system is implemented. Mr. Clinton last night told the leadership conference on civil rights that he's not backing down on his quest for diversity.
I have been
roundly attacked by people on the extreme right trying to make me look like some radical left-winger because I had this crazy notion that I ought to have an administration that would have some diversity and give women as well as men and people of color as well as people who look like me the chance to serve if they could meet high standards of excellence.
Mr. Clinton prodded the Senate to confirm Lani Guinier as Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. Her stringent interpretations of the Voting Rights Act are under fire from conservatives. In Huntsville, Texas, early today, Leonel Herrera was executed by lethal injection for killing a rookie police officer after a series of appeals failed. Herrera had claimed new evidence he was innocent. In Los Angeles, UCLA campus police arrested 83 student demonstrators demanding a Chicano studies department after they occupied the faculty center.
This is absolutely ridiculous. People weren't given the opportunity to disperse. They arrested us. We were on the sidewalk and they enclosed us.
The police force comes in and silences them. And you wonder why riots happen, because a voice is silent.
The students allegedly caused $50,000 in damage. Britain's Sun newspaper claims today that the MI5 domestic security service planted microphones in the country home of Prince Charles and his estranged wife, Princess Diana. Member of Parliament Clive Soley wants to get to the bottom of it.
If it is MI5, it makes the case even stronger for accountability to a House of Commons Select Committee. But whether or not it is them, frankly, no one knows until we've had a proper investigation. And there ought now to be an investigation into who is doing this bugging.
The security services have previously denied any involvement in bugging or telephone tapping of the royal family. A House subcommittee is hearing testimony today on the effects of TV violence, especially on young people. Ohio Republican Michael Oxley singled out NBC's rush to recreate the bloody February 28th ATF raid on the cult compound near Waco, Texas.
Even before the incident in Waco culminated in tragedy, this network began filming their version of it. I am sure that the producers and directors of this movie used multiple angles and slow motion to capture the unfortunate deaths of the ATF agents and the Branch Davidian members.
At Sotheby's auction house in New York last night, a Paul Cézanne painting fetched $28.6 million. That's the highest price ever paid for one of his works. Still Life with Apples, done between 1890 and 1894, was sold by the Ambiricos shipping family. The painting had been expected to bring $1 million to $15 million. Continental Airlines, fresh out of bankruptcy protection, is reportedly set to announce a $5 billion deal to buy 92 Boeing jets. Boeing has a news conference later today in Seattle. Overseas, the dollar is higher. London gold is down. The morning fixing, down 55 cents at $356 an ounce. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down nearly 7 points at 3461.79. Big board volume, 32,660,000 shares.